Blog Talk Radio.
Of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Tribe YHDH Yarda. And this is tape number 100. It's a live broadcast. It's called a special edition called Thursday Evening. And remember, tomorrow is that great big old feast day. That's that feast day. We're going to get back on it because tomorrow is very important to understand that feast day is a remorse for you to remember something. And remember exactly what he's going to do, although we're going to eat him up real good tomorrow, no doubt about it. But the feast is very important to understand. It's a remorse. We'll go over all that shortly. And we got a memo saying our elder will be a few minutes late to give you all the introductions on this broadcast. So our elder being a little bit late. So what we'll do, we'll get something going on to the elder shows up and tell you about who bringing this broadcast, so we'll get something going on. Let's see if we'll be on stage for tape number 184. We're going to see who will be on stage for the ninth episode, part number 184. Let's see who will be on stage for the ninth episode. We're coming to do a little big-time reading and understanding. Okay, the young lion ready to go. Young Lion, Bo Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. And remember, we got six locations. And Camp 1 is where Bo Micaiah is coming out of. Let's see if he's ready to come on stage and do some Dillah Says to Almighty YHWH. Bo Micaiah, Tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Yahuwah be to their seer royal.
Yahuwah bless you there. Seer Israel. Oh, seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, well there, young man. Excellent. All right. All right. And, you know, also on the ninth episode, my little young nephew, he's going to be checking notes, and we're going to see if he can he keep up. So he will be taking notes, you know, and we're going to find out if he can keep up, because tomorrow when he comes to the feast, we're going to want him to do some reading tomorrow night. All right, who's coming on stage for the ninth episode? Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. One of the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel, Tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, Yahuwah be to that Seer Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mother D.F. Israel. All right. We just going to get something going on until the elder come and let us know who bring this broadcast. We just get something going on. Now, my nephew, make sure you spread your books out real good and get your pad. Can you keep up? Remember, look in your index. On everything we call out, look on your index and see if you find a page and get it going on. All right. Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And I will be examining your paper. I will be examining your paper there, Matthew. I will be examining your paper and see can you keep up. All right, well, we seen the elder. So what we're going to do, we're going to pause and bring our elder in, let him tell you all about the broadcast, and then we'll get something going on. Let's see what the WCC said. See, you know, we feel like muking somebody right away. Okay. So who are you planning on muking? Huh? Who you want to mute right away? Okay, so we'll see. All right. Bo Micaiah, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12 says, and we can get something going on take number 184, then when they take the mute sign off for our elder, we'll be able to let you know we'll bring this broadcast, but right now we'll get something going on. So remember, the verse said, Mother, Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, remember the verse you read last night over in the 9th chapter of Matthew 34? Can you bring that verse up before we get some, going on? Matthew 9:34. What that say anyway, Mother D.F. Israel? 9:34.
Okay. Let me get that. 9:34.
Yeah, 9:34. What that say?
Okay, still working with my notebook. I got to get a book in. Oh, Matthew.
Yeah, well.
Chapter 9, verse 34. But the Pharisees said, he cast out devils through the prince of the devils.
So that was, the religious leader says the son, he cast out devils by the prince of devils. Let's see how was his response in the next verse. Now, when he heard that's how they feel about him that made the heaven and earth, so what did he say behind that in the next verse?
Verse 35. And Yahuwah the son went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their temple and preaching the covenant of the kingdom and healing every sick.
Otherwise, he put. So he gave them no never mind. He didn't give them no never mind. Period. He left them hanging. And go to 1 Corinthians 2:11, because of what? What did he know? Make it 2 Corinthians 2:11. What do you know there, Mother? D up Israel.
Okay.
What do you know in 2 Corinthians in 2:11? What did he know?
2 Corinthians chapter 2:11 reads, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his device.
You're right. See, we ain't ignorant of Satan's devices. We know he's going to do everything he can to slow this ministry down, the 6 anointed camps. But one thing about it, we understand that he always can have something going on. All right, Brother Mackay, back to that Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12, what
does
it say again?
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right, in the very same hour, the righteous spirit. See, one thing about it, the righteous spirit will teach you, and that word called the Holy Ghost. All right, let's see. Here's your mother. Mother, he's coming on stage for tonight's episode, part number 184. She'll be meeting Greek Mother E. Hey, Mother E, another one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother E, tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah beat you there, see right.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah, Roy. And we know Mother Z is at a table trying to hear something before she can give a commentary later on in the broadcast, because she's trying to listen to hear something. She said, okay, hey, Sarah, I'll be on a little bit later to after I hear me something. So now we got out of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 out the way. And you know, we left off on, there's something I want to tie in that I got a lot of memos on yesterday. I want to go back to that, in that tape 183. It's something that we started on, but right now let's go back to and find out what tomorrow gonna bring first. Then we going back and peek, Brother Micaiah, exactly what we caught on the way of catching something. Let's go to Leviticus 23 and pick up verse number 1, 2, and 3 down to verse 25. Hey, Brother Micaiah, take number 184. All right, nephew, make sure you're taking notes now. I'm going to examine your paperwork. Let's see what's going on in Leviticus 23, verse 1, then skip down to 23, down to verse 25. What did it say that, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 23. We're on verse 1. We're going to skip down to 23, down to 25. Book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 1 reads, "And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying," Book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 23 reads, "And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying," 24, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, and the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a righteous gathering." Verse 25. "You shall do no severe work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah."
Mm-hmm. So you say the 7 month, the first day, you will have this feast day. So that's, see, according to the Bible calendar, tomorrow, when the sun set, it will be the 7 month, the first day. So that tomorrow, when sunset tomorrow, we'll be on the airways around about 7:30 tomorrow. But when the sun set tomorrow, that will be kicking off that feast day called a remor of blowing the trumpet. It's something that you're supposed to be remembering something. I mean, we know we're going to eat them up and all that good stuff tomorrow, no doubt about it. But in the same token, you're supposed to remember something tomorrow. So the teacher's supposed to be able to teach on based upon remembering something tomorrow. See, every feast in Leviticus 23 is always a reminder pointing towards something, on what something he going to do and how he going to take care of everything that's on the table. He going to take care of all the problems at a set time. He ain't going to take care of nothing because you want him to take care of something. He already got it written step by step how he going to take care of these problems. So there's a big problem on the table by a people, and we take a look at these peoples, and he always remind the children of Israel. But we, as a people, don't even know who is the children of Israel. We'll grab our Bible, and we'll get to reading it, and we don't know who is the children of Israel and what is their responsibility. So let's find out something about the children of Israel. Who is the children of Israel? Who is they? Mother D.F. Israel. Let's find out who is the children of Israel. Who is these people? In 32, verse 8 down to verse 10 of the book of Deuteronomy, let's see, what about these people called the children of Israel? Remember, we're going to be talking on the feast and a little bit of everything, but we got to be clear that you know who the children of Israel because you read your Bible, and we don't have a clue who was the children of Israel and what was told for the children of Israel to do and the blessings they got coming if they do it. Let's see what it says, Mother D of Israel in 32, 8 down to verse 10 of Deuteronomy. What do we say about the children of Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 8 through 10. Verse 8, "When the Most High divided to the nation their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel." Verse 9, "For Yahuwah's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance." Verse 10, "He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye."
Mm-hmm. He said, children of Israel was instructed. Now, now, mother, they was instructed, and if they followed the instruction, and 49:28 of Genesis, let's talk about it, and mother E, have me number 6:22 down to verse 27 waiting on me. Numbers chapter 6:22 down to verse 27, mother E. But he said they've been instructed, and what you get ready to read there, mother D, up Israel?
Genesis 49, verse 28.
Yes.
Genesis 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone, according to his blessing, he blessed them.
Mm-hmm. And who was the them that he blessed, mother? And how many is them that he blessed? Now, he blessed the them. Now, who was the them he blessed again? How many did he bless?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
The 12 tribes of Israel. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries and understanding. All 12 tribes have a blessing. And it's when you talk children of Israel, you talk 12 tribes. And the 12 tribes have names. They got a birth certificate, Brother Micaiah. They got a birth certificate in Exodus chapter 1. Now, when you're talking the 12 tribes of Israel, where is their birth certificate at? In Exodus chapter 1, 1 down to verse 7. Let's find out what is the name of the 12 tribes of Israel. And let's see if we get any name called, the name they call them today, Hebrew, they call them Jew. But we could put the records on the 12 tribes of Israel, they birth certificate. Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7. And when you find the name Hebrew or Jew, I want you to stop. So if you don't find it, just keep right on reading. Because right now, children of Israel is called all kind of names. But we go on and look at the birth certificate and see exactly what the birth certificate says in Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7. But if you find the word Jew or Hebrew in there, then stop where you're at and let's all look at it and examine it real good. Come on.
Book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 1 down to 7. Verse 1 reads, now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Israel. Verse 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yadah Judah. Verse 3, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Verse 5, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Verse 6, and Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all their generation. Verse 7, and the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them.
Mm-hmm. But I said stop when you find Hebrew and Jew. So why do you stop because they call Hebrew and Jew. So why do you stop when you read the word Hebrew or Jew for the 12 tribes of Israel? Why you stop there, young lion?
I didn't read the word Hebrew nor Jew nowhere between verses Exodus chapter 1 verses 1 down to 7.
So it's not in there. That's the point we make. So anytime you call the children of Israel a Jew or you call them a Hebrew, that is wrong. That is bad teaching. The children of Israel, well, birth certificate, that's their 12 names. And they got a father called Jacob whose name was changed to Israel. So anytime you put the word Hebrew or Jew on these people, that let me know you in error. So if you teaching in error, that means anybody that follow your ministry, they gonna be in error. So it's an error to call the children of Israel a Jew or call them a Hebrew. That is totally wrong. Now, Mother E, what kind of blessing they got in Numbers chapter 6, 22 down to verse 27? Let's see what's going on in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27.
The book of Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Verse 22. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24, the Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. 25, the Yahweh make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. 26, the Yahweh lifteth up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
He said, put my name on the children of Israel, I'm going to bless them. See that? Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing when you understand that you are children of Israel. It is a blessing in the Almighty, the one in the sky. He said, now, if you put my name on them, it's a blessing. So at the end of your name, if you follow in the Almighty, at the end of your name, you put the word Israel at the end of your name. You ain't got to go to other nations, nothing. The Almighty will let you know, bottom line, at the end of your name, you put the name Israel. So whatever your government name is, your slave name is, okay, fine. You ain't got to go ask permission. But at the end of your name, you put Israel there. Then the Almighty say, I'm going to bless you. Like, for example, like your name might be grandson, might be nephew. Nephew who? Nephew Israel. See, as long as you got Israel at the end of your name, the Almighty got a blessing for you. That's a mystery. Now, Mother Eve, in 422 of the book of Exodus, can you help me? You have to see it out in Exodus 422. Let's see what he says. In Exodus 4:22.
Look at Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus said the Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my first son.
He said, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said next behind that? So he said, telling Moses, you go tell Pharaoh that Israel is my son, my firstborn. And what he said next, Mother E? What he said next?
Verse 23. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if I refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy first son.
You hear what he said? He said, now you go tell Pharaoh, Moses, and Aaron, to let my firstborn go, Israel. Mm-hmm. That is my firstborn. That's the first nation he ever picked for his own was Israel. Israel, 12 tribes, is what he picked for himself. He said, now you go tell the leadership of the world, and that was called Egyptians at that time. He said, listen, you go tell them to let my firstborn son go, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kill everything I see about you. So it ain't got nothing to do with color. It's got something to do with the election of the Almighty. because Egyptian was the same color as the Israelites. So it had nothing to do with color. And this ministry had nothing to do with color. It got something to do with the election of the Almighty. So he chose the people to do a job called the Children of Israel. He said, you put my name on the Children of Israel, I'm going to bless you.
Right.
So that's what he said. So it got nothing to do with color. Okay, good. Now, if that's the case, Mother Dear of Israel, let's go to Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31. Remember, we're on the feast day a little shorter, but we going to get on that. But we're going to Jeremiah 31 for a minute and read verse 1. Read me verse 1 and what it say.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1. At the same time, says Yahweh, will I be Yahweh of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
Mm-hmm. So who's supposed to be the Almighty people, according to 31, verse 1, Jeremiah?
Israel, the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say about the family of Israel in verse 2? What did he say about them in verse 2?
Verse 2. Thus says Yahweh, the people which were left of the sword found grace, mercy, in the wilderness. Even Israel, whom I went to cause him to rest.
So he said they found mercy in the wilderness. So he let you know that they got to return, but they're not going to return until you recognize who you are. As long as you think you what the world say you are, you read this Bible and never see yourself in this Bible, so you're not going to never be able to pass on to your loved ones. Like you might say, hey, Grandma, who are we in this Bible? See, Grandma and Grandpa and Uncle Willie going to say, well, we are born-again Christians. See, that's a religion. Bloodline, who are you? Who are we, Mother? Oh, I don't know. I forgot to ask the ones I pay my tithes to, see? We got to know who we are in this Bible. So when we read this Bible, we know exactly what's going on. But if you don't know you are a bloodline in Israel, you don't think you're just a born-again Christian. Look at saying number 9 and 10. Mother D of Israel, 9 and 10.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9. They shall come with weeping and with supplications. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Verse 10. Hear the word of Yahweh, O you nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scatter Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock.
Mm-hmm. He said, the one that scattered Israel, he's going to be the one that gathered him. Because see, right now, he's sending a ministry now to wake up Israel. See, Israel is asleep now. He think he, everything being what the world say is. See, so you got to have a ministry that can wake him up now. Israel, man and woman, is asleep. They think they everybody else but Israel. So a ministry got to come and wake them up and say, wake up, Israel. Oh, no, I'm African-American. I'm Negro. I'm colored. No. That's the name that they gave you, but according to the Bible, who are you with the Bible? Do you find Negro in the Bible? Do you find African-American in there? Do you find I'm black? Who are you with the Bible open? See, you won't know who are you with the Bible open. See? And that's what we come to do, is let you know who you are with the Bible open. I know this is the feast coming up tomorrow. We want to get back on that. That's just a little taste. You got to know who you are. Now, if you know who you are, now, what do you say in the book of Thomas there, young lion? Now, this is a book that's not in the 66 books. It's not in the 66 books, but Thomas was the one that, Marie, something Thomas, the Almighty Son said something to Thomas in the 20th chapter of Exodus. Let's see what he says to Thomas. He says something to Thomas that we need to read what he said to Thomas. But we make sure Thomas is legit. Let's look at St. John chapter 20 there, Mother E. What did he say to Thomas that we can read in St. John chapter 20, verse number 26? And we'll take it down to verse 31. Listen real good what he said to Thomas when Thomas was, they was all hemmed up and trembling. So he came before them when, in St. John 20, 26 down to verse 31. What did he say there, Mother E? What did he say?
The book of St. John, chapter 20, verse 26 to 31. Verse 26 reads, "And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas within. Then came Yahweh the Son, the door being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. 27. Then said he unto Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithful, but believe. Verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Yahweh and my Yahweh. Verse 29. Yahweh said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Verse 30. And many others find truly did Yahweh in the presence of his disciples, his followers, which are not written in this book. Verse 31. But these are the writings that you might believe that Yahweh is the Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing he might have life through his name.
You say you got life. You got life. What kind of way, Mother? So you got life on what again?
Through believing you might have life through his name.
Oh, so you got to know his name. So you got to know his name. He said, if you know his name, he said, what you got coming in verse number 2031, Mother? What he say you got coming if you know his name?
But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh is Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm. 31, real good. Read 31 real good for those here. Read good. What he say in 31?
Okay. St. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh is the Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have life through his name.
Oh, so if you believe and understand he have a name, what do you got coming there, mother? Mother, what you got coming?
You might have life.
Oh, you might have life. So it's very important to, you know, a lot of preachers say, well, you ain't got to know his true name. Just use the name that we have received of since 1700s. That's all. Remember, the letter J wasn't even invented until the 1700s. So you can't get the name that we call on today because it wasn't no J until the 1700s. So what was the name before the J was even invented? So when we down there calling him by a name that's very new, because remember, if you just go in on your computer and say your computer, when did the letter J was first invented? They said, well, you know, some say the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s. Wait a minute. If the letter J was invented around 1500, 1600, and 1700, but the one we call by his name, it was 2,000 years ago. So what was his name? It's not the name you're calling on right now. See, you got life when you understand his name. So that's why we got to do the research. We've been told a lot of things, but we got to examine what we have been told to see can it hold up. You know, like you get your paycheck, and you feel your paycheck a little short, don't you go sit down and examine that? But I knew I worked at 40 hours, and the boss man said I got so much coming per hour, this money ain't adding up. So I'm going to sit down and find out what's going on, because I got to make sure I get all of mine. And that's how you're going to think about your salvation. You got to check your salvation, make sure you line up, because you don't want to pass on the same bad understanding from other people have taught you. You got to check it and see if it's correct, because he said something plain, Brother Micaiah, in Numbers chapter 15 16. He said something real plain. And what did he say, Brother Micaiah? What did he say in Numbers 15 16 to Moses to tell Aaron?
Okay, going over to the book of Numbers chapter 15, we want verse 15, and we want verse 16. The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 15 reads, one order shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, and ordered forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahuwah. Verse 16, one law and one manner it be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
What he's saying? He's saying you can't be like them. They got to be like you. So once you find out you are the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, then you got to take your rightful position. When you follow them, the other nations, then you're not following what the book saying in Numbers chapter 15, 15, and 16. Now, here go a case in point. Let me show you how you catch real truth. Now, we've shown soundly that the children of Israel never was called by the name on their birth certificate, Jew or Hebrew. Now, I'm going to show you how you can catch them adding the name in. And I'm going to see will my old nephew catch it in writing and show him. You know, I caught it. I caught that. Let's run to the book of Samuel there, young lion. We're going to 1 Samuel chapter 13. I want you to listen real good, because this is a thinking man. This is a thinking man. This book is, we make you think.
It's not
banging the tambourines and just feeling good. Now we make your mind work.
Hallelujah.
The scripture says in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1, 13, and 20. Now listen to what it says that we can read in 1 Samuel 13, verse 1, 13, and 20. What did it say there, young lion?
Okay, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 13. We want verse 1, 13, and verse 20. Verse 1 reads, Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel. Verse 13. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolish. You have not kept the law of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which he commanded you. For now, when the Yahuwah has established your kingdom upon Israel forever, verse 20, but all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share and his halter and his axe and his mattock.
Mm-hmm. So all these people was called Israel, the Israelites. See, so we just got through reading 1 Samuel 13, 1, 13, and 20. They was called Israel, the Israelites. Now here come, now watch this what happened now. We're going to read verse 19. Let's see, hey, Matthew, we're going to see what you kept this. In verse 19, what it say?
Okay, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 13, picking up at verse 19. 19 reads, now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears.
You see that? What is this called, Israel, the Israelites? See that? They dropped the word and ripped it before your eyes in verse 19. Now, Israel, the Israelites, became who in verse 19, young lion?
Hebrews.
Hebrew. See that? Just slipped the word right in on you. Now they call you the Hebrew. That's how they do it. But it's up to you to catch it. So, no. I don't know why you called them the children of Israel Hebrew. They not no Hebrew. They not no Jew. They Israel, the Israelites. Jacob had 12 sons, and Jacob's name was changed to Israel. So 12 sons all named with their father's name is Israel, the Israelites. So you got to catch that. And once you catch let's get a second witness in 2 Kings 3:24. Let's get a, see, when you talk about the children of Israel, you must say behind it, the Israelites, not the Jews. Not the Hebrew, the Israelites. Let's get a second witness. Let's go to 2 Kings 3:24.
In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 3, verse 24. 24 reads, and when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites.
So what was Israel called?
The Israelites.
The Israelites. That's what it was called. The Israelites. You got it? So when you see the word Israel, they are the Israelites. When you put the word Jew or Hebrew on these peoples, that word, according to 2:62, this is what you're supposed to say. In EZRA, people are supposed to say, if you add to that word, and matter of fact, a mother, what it says in the 4, verse 1 and 2 of the book of Deuteronomy, what it say in 4, 1 and 2 of Deuteronomy, what it say in the way backed up with mother, D.F. Israel, and Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Let's see what it said. Hey, mother, let's see what it says. And Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. What does it say? Now, this is the Almighty speaking to Moses to tell Aaron to tell our people something. Let's see what goes on in fourth chapter, verse 1 and verse 2.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you, but to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your fathers give you. Verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Mm-hmm. He said, now you children of Israel, now we clear the children of Israel is 12 tribes. Mm-hmm. He said, you keep what I got written in this book as I command you. It's an order for you children of Israel, 12 tribes, mm-hmm. to keep what I got written in this book. Now, mm-hmm. Mother D of Israel, in the book of Proverbs, the wisest man in the world, which asked for this wisdom, make sure he asks for this wisdom. See, when you hear this guy, you know, run his mouth, you got to make sure you pull up his resume off, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what his resume is, because he asked something in 2 Chronicles, chapter 1. He asked something. So he was, you know, he was, at this time, he was all right. He asked something from the Almighty. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, let's see what happens if we can read in verse 7 down to verse 12. See, Solomon, David's boy in 1 Kings 2, he asked the Almighty for something. Let's see what he asked him for that we can read in 1 Chronicles. Is you keeping up, nephew? Is you keeping up? Is you writing quick? I'm going to examine your paper. Don't worry. I'm going to examine your paper and see if he's keeping up. 2 Chronicles 1, 7 out of verse 12, what it say?
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verses 7 down to 12. Verse 7 reads, in that night did Yahweh appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give you. Verse 8. And Solomon said unto Yahweh, you have showed great mercy unto David my father, and has made me to ring in his stead. Verse 9. Now, O Yahweh, let your promise unto David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Verse 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this? Who can judge this? Your people that is so great. Verse 11. And Yahweh said to Solomon, because this was in your mind, and you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life or the life of your enemy, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, and that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. Verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall there any after you have the like.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it talks about a guy named Momisa, somewhere over there in West Africa, was the richest man to ever live. Well, that's according to you. But according to the Bible, Solomon was the richest man and the wisest man to ever live. He said he got this man, he had all the gold he can shake a stick at. Yeah, but that's what you say. But when we're reading the Bible, we find out that the wisest man who had all the money and the gold was Solomon. And he made a plan in 3 verse 4 there, Brother Micaiah. In Romans 3, verse 4, he made it plain on what he owns. See, Paul came before the southern kingdom in Romans 3, verse 4, and he made it plain. And what did he say in 3, verse 4?
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, Yahuwah forbid. Yes, let Yahuwah be true, but every man a liar, as it is written. That you might, that you might be
blessed. The most, the one that got all the money, had all the money, was Solomon. The Almighty said it won't be nobody before you or after you have more money than you got, Solomon, and wisdom. So you can holler about this man over there in West Africa, which is of color, got all the gold. No, no, according to Almighty. He said, I want you to make sure you got plenty of wisdom to govern my peoples. Come back to this at First Chronicles. Let's find out who is his people that he wants Solomon and make sure he judge my peoples and do right. What is their name in First Chronicles 29? First Chronicles 29. Let's look at verse 24 and 26. What is the name? 24 and 26.
Okay. First Chronicles chapter 29, verses 24 down to 26. 24 reads. And all the princes and the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. 25. And Yahuwah magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Verse 26. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel.
He reigned. He reigned over all Israel. So he reigned over all Israel. So there is just there, see, right? All Israel. But, you know, now you see, Solomon, David, there was kings, wasn't it? But guess what? They was kings. But look what he got written over here. They was kings. Solomon was a king. David's father was a king. And Saul was a king. But look what it got written in verse 29.
Okay, the book of First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 29 reads, now the acts of David, the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, in the book of Nathan the seer, in the book of Gad the seer.
Mm-hmm. Now you see it. Now we're going to Mother D of Israel. Now we're going to go to the 21st chapter of Chronicles. Let's find out something about this, what we just got to read. So all that power Saul had, David had, and Samuel had, but look what we can read over here in the 21st chapter, verse number 9. Look what we can read in 21, verse 9. Mother D of Israel. And
yeah.
First Chronicles 21, verse 9. Can you help the old seer out in 21, verse 9?
Yeah. First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 9. And Yahuwah spake unto Gad, David, fear, saying.
Wait a minute. Read that again.
First Chronicles 21, verse 9. And Yahuwah spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying.
Oh, you mean because you the president and because you the king, you mean all these people in leadership, they got somebody over them? Is that what you're reading there, Mother?
Yes.
So who over the president? And who over the kings of this world, according to the Bible? Who according to that verse, who over
the
all
seer.
Of them with that high stature they got? Who over
the
all
seer.
Of them
the
that
seer.
We read? So who?
The seer.
You see that? Now that's one of the greatest mystery and understanding. You see all the big dignitaries all in action, but here's the point. They got a head over them called the seer. You see that? All that power Solomon was given All that power David was given, Saul was given, but they always have to answer to the fear. And see, that's one of the greatest mysteries in understanding. Now, we might as well get a precept on that. And then we're going to bring in the captain in, because the captain said, I'm finally made to the room. And now I'm ready to holler in the microphone a little bit, too. So now, Mo, we're going to get a precept on that to make sure that the fear is the middleman between the Almighty and the world to do. So the 12 tribes of Israel have a middleman. So you can see, you can jump all past the middleman if you want them. But guess what? Once you understand the truth of this Bible, it'll start coming to you more plainly. We're going to 1 Kings 10 and look at verse 1, Mother D up Israel. 10:1. Let's see what we can read in 10 verse 1.
Okay. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 1.
Women. Women. That was 1 Kings 10:1. Let me see, I'm kind of struggling right now. Make that 1 Samuel. Make that 1 Samuel. Make sure you write down 1 Samuel. Chapter 10, verse 1. 10, verse 1, and put that down. 10, verse 1.
Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. Reads, then Samuel took a vow of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, it is not because Yahweh has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance.
And who was this Samuel that we can read, Mother? Who was this Samuel in the 9th chapter? Who was this Samuel? He did all this for Samuel. Who was this guy? Anointing. Who is this guy in the 9th chapter, verse number 18 and 19? Who is this guy doing all this anointing? In the 9th chapter, verse 18 and 19, what did it say?
First Samuel chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray you, where the seer's house is. Verse 19. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer.
Mm-hmm. So you know what he saying? So he didn't back away from saying who he is. He said, I'm the seer. And what he say in verse 27 to Samuel? In verse 27. What did the seer say in verse 27? What did he say?
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 27. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
So the seer responsibility is to do what? What is the seer responsibility to do? According to that verse,
show you the word of Yahweh.
So that's what the seer responsibility. So yeah. If it's a seer in your midst, supposed to be able to do is go in this Bible and make it plain, but show you what?
The word of Yahweh.
And what kind of way he supposed to show you the word of the Almighty in Acts 15:15, Mother D. F. Israel. How are we supposed to show you the word of the Almighty in Acts 15:15? Help those see out. So now, how are we supposed to show you the word according to Acts 15:15?
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to disagree the words of the seers, as it is written.
No. So he just can't say he's a seer unless he shows us how to help ourselves. What kind of way?
As it is written.
Hallelujah. Well.
As it is written. So that's when you know a seer is in the midst of you, when they show you what's going on. What kind of way again, Mother?
As it is written.
As it is written. So that's when you can tell what kind of ministry you're in and what's going on. When they show you as it is written. Now, remember, we got a feast day coming up tomorrow when the sun sets, but we'll be on this national radio side at 7:30 when the sun sets. So the seer's job is to remind you, but then he got a job. But what do the seer supposed to do when he get the message? What do he supposed to do? We gonna see if we bring in another one of the young lions, one of the captains out of Camp One, Captain Joseph. Let's see if we meet and greet him and bring him into a nice audience, take number 184. So Captain Joseph. Yahuwah be to that seer, Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel, seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Captain. Now, Captain, we want to know if the seer got this information and what he's supposed to do with it according to what we can read. Let's run to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Let's see what he's supposed to do with the information. Once the seer get a hold to the information, let's see, do he just put his light up under a bed? What he's supposed to do is that we can read in Exodus 3, 14 and 15. What does it say there, Captain?
Exodus 3, 14 and 15. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 and 15 reads, and Yahuwah said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am Yahuwah has sent me unto you. I am Yahuwah has sent me unto you. Verse 15. And Yahuwah said moreover unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, the Yahuwah of your father, the Yahuwah of Abraham, the Yahuwah of Isaac, and the Yahuwah of Israel has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
Mm-hmm. Then what did he do next in verse 16? Now, once he got all that good information, then what did he do immediately after he received the information? What did he do in verse 16?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 16. And it reads, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahuwah of your fathers, the Yahuwah of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and have seen that which is done to you in the land of bondage, or Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Just give me one word. So now, in Numbers chapter 11, let's see, did Moses continue that as it, he was told what to do? Now, once Moses got it, he got it to Aaron, and Aaron got it to the elders. Let's see if it was that a continuation in Numbers chapter 30. Well, Numbers chapter 11, verse 30. Let's go to Numbers chapter 11, verse number 30.
Numbers
chapter 11,
verse 30, and it reads, and Moses got him into the camp and and the elders of Israel.
Yeah. So Moses followed in direction. See, that's our problem. We don't follow direction because we don't know what our direction is. See, we got to know what our direction is, who to follow and who not to follow. See, Moses was told what to do once I get you straight, Moses. You go find that brother Aaron and his sons, and you get to the elders on what I said. Because that's how I operate. Let's run to Maccabees chapter 11, verse 23. First Maccabees. Now, these books were taken away from you in 1885 by the Roman Catholic Church. They removed 14 books from your Bible. They're taken away from you. So don't be looking for it to find it in the regular 66 books, the book of Maccabees, because in 1885, church snatched them books out, snatched out by 14 books. They got that big gap between Matthew's and Malachi, and after 400 years that your preacher say, well, that's when the Almighty, he wasn't talking. Oh, he was talking. That was, you was told he wasn't talking. No, some books were snatching out. And that was around the Greek rule. Esau, the Greek man, he was ruling around that time. So they snatched it out to keep you dumbfounded. But we come to enlighten you and turn the light on. So in 1 Maccabees 11:23, Captain, what it says we can read in 1 Maccabees 11, verse 23.
1 Maccabees 11, verse 21. 1 Maccabees.
Well, make it 23. Make it 23. Make it verse 23. Yeah, 11, 23. What'd that say?
1 Maccabees, chapter 11, verse 23. And it reads, nevertheless, Jonathan, when he heard this, commanded to besiege it still. And he chose certain of the elders of Israel in the seal and put himself in peril.
So he knew Jonathan was one of the big terrorists, but he know before he made his move, he had to go find who again? Before he make his move, to step on the banner of the Almighty, what did Jonathan knew he supposed to do again, according to 11 verse 30?
The elders of Israel in the field.
No,
First Maccabees. First Maccabees, chapter 11, verse 23. Nevertheless, Jonathan, when he heard this, commanded to besiege it still. And he told certain of the elders of Israel in the field and put himself in peril.
Mm-hmm. So he understood by him being in leadership what he's supposed to do. And that's a great thing. So Mother D of Israel. So we clear about that. So let's go back to that Samuel the seer. Now, we know Samuel is a seer. Let's see what Samuel said in that 10th chapter again. Now we read 10:1 when Samuel took the vial of oil and poured it up on the captain-to-be of Israel and the king of Israel. And once he poured that oil on him, what was Samuel going to happen in verse 6? Hey, Mother D of Israel, what was expecting to happen in verse number 6? So when you get the oil poured on you, let's see what's supposed to happen in 10, verse 6.
1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, read. And the Spirit of Yahweh will come up on you, and you shall prophesy with them and shall be turned into another man.
Mm-hmm. And the king gonna be turned to another man. He won't be the stony mind that he once had. So once you get anointed, you're supposed to turn into another man, or you're supposed to be another woman. You don't be the same old roughneck. Now, what happened next that we can read in verse 7 and verse 9? Now, let's see now what was told to him by the seer. Now, he the king now. Now, let's see what happened. Let's see, do he move on his own in verse 7 down to verse 9? Listen to this real good. Hey, nephew, listen real good now. 7 down to verse 9.
1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 7 through 9. Verse 7. And let it be, when these signs are come unto you, that you do as occasion serve you, for Yahweh is with you. Verse 8. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto you and offer burnt offering and to sacrifice a peace offering. 7 days shall thou tarry till I come to you and show you what you shall do. Verse 9. Okay, get my page sticking. Verse 9. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, Yahweh gave him another mind, and all those signs came to pass that day.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
See, when you do right, when you follow anointed leadership and do right, the Almighty give you another mind. He'll give you another mind. You won't be trying to think outside of the thing. You watch the anointed leadership, and then you follow instructions according to anointed leadership. Then the Almighty will step in there and give you another mind. He won't have you be thinking all outside of this book. You be thinking inside his book, that he'll bless you. Now, once he bless you, it's up to you now to continue on what you have learned. Now, look what it says in Mother D. Israel. What it says in 1 Maccabees 4, verse 46. What it says in 4, verse 46. 1 Maccabees 4. See, you got to understand something. It's rules and regulations that we must follow. If you want the Almighty to get back to be seen over your life, you got to follow rules and regulations. He anoints people to show you the way, to help you understand besides watching that one-eyed Satan and that telephone on your phone. You know, he'll show you how to help yourself in this Bible for time to come. You can't have over until you understand what this book is saying. So you got to be able to stay around people that can show you the way, but what kind of way? As is written. They got to show you what they talk about as is written. They can't tell me about, well, how you did this. No, show me as is written what I'm supposed to do. That way you're supposed to demand, show me what's written that I'm supposed to do, because I know this is going to stand up. Keep that part in mind. So what we read?
Hallelujah.
First Maccabees 4:46.
Mm-hmm.
First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46.
And Mother E, have me Matthew chapter 10, 26 down to 35 and 42. Had that waiting on me, Mother E. Matthew 10, 26 down to 35 and 42. Go ahead, Mother.
1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46. And laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
Hallelujah.
So what do you read? So that means, listen, if you follow the rules and regulations, we know you can tear down, you can build up. But why don't you find out, according to what the Bible says, they knew they can tear up and build and put back together. They said, no, we're not going to have that puffed up spirit. We're going to do what again in 146 there, 446 months, what are we going to do again?
And lay up the stones and the mountain of the temple in a convenient place until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
And the seer is going to do what? And what the seer is going to do in Luke 24? What the seer is going to do that we can read, mother? Now, they said, we're going to tear this thing down, but what do Luke 24 say the seer is going to do? Let's see what we can read in 24th chapter of Luke. We're going to Luke for a minute there, mother.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the 24th chapter, and we're going to find out what's going on here. Let's read verse 15, get warmed up in verse 15, 24:15.
Okay. Luke chapter 24, verse 15. Luke chapter 24, verse 15. Read. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Yahweh the Son himself drew near and went with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what happened next in verse 16? What happened in verse 16?
But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. Verse 17?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Yeah, 17.
And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are fed?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And skip down verse 21 to see what happened. And what happened next in 21? Let's see what was on their mind in verse 21.
Luke 24:21. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
He said we trusted. We thought this one that was put in that predicament that he was going to redeem Israel, you know. We thought that he was going to be the one. And what happened next? And what happened next verse? What happened next verse?
22. Yea. And certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
23. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. Stop it.
Uh-huh. 24.
And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him that saw not. Verse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now he heard them do a whole lot of good talking. Now he gave a response to him. What did he say in verse 25?
Verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fool and slow of mind, to believe all that the seers have spoken.
Ain't that something? So he told him, he called, what did he call them?
Old fools.
Why? Why?
Because they don't believe what the word is.
Because they don't believe what
he says.
Oh, that's their problem. See, we got a problem. We don't want to believe what the seer have said. But the seer got to tell you as it is written. He got to show you what's written. Then once he show you what's written, it's up to you to believe that. Do he call you a what?
A fool.
Know what he say? So what he says in verse 44, what he say in verse 44 and 45? So he call you can have all the degrees you want, but he tell you what to believe. Now look what he says in verse 44 and 45 there, mother, D.F. Israel.
Luke 24, 44 and 45, verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the Torah instructions of Moses and in the seer and in the Psalms according to me. Verse 45. Then open he their understanding that they might understand the scripture.
Uh-huh. Concerning me. He says everything you read from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 is concerning me. Everybody say we can't find the son over there on the left side of the book called the Old Testament. He said, he's the reason why, because you ain't read Genesis 1:1. He says, I'm in Genesis 1:1. But you don't know that I'm not in Genesis 1:1.
Yeah.
Huh? See? Hold that point there, mother. Hey, mother, hold your point you on right now. Let's prove that point in going by St. John 5:43. Let's look at verse 5:43. He said, your problem is you don't know where to find me yet in the book. You got me coming only around Joseph and Mary's time. But I'm going to tell you something when I came on the scene. Let's go to St. John 5:43 there, Mother E. Let's read down a little bit from 5:43 down about 5:46. Let's see what he said out of his own mouth about himself. St. John, chapter 5, verse 43, and take it on down to the bottom. Come on.
St. John, chapter 5, verse 43 to the end. Okay. St. John, chapter 5, verse 43 to 47. Verse 43. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Verse 44. How can you believe which receive honors one of another? And seek not the honor that cometh from Yahweh only. 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. 46. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me, 47. But if you believe not his writing, how shall you believe my word?
He said, when you read Moses wrote the first five books.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Moses wrote the first five books. He said, you believe Moses, you ought to believe me, because Moses wrote about me. But Moses wrote the first five books. So you mean I can go in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and pick up Yahweh the Son? You mean I can do that? You mean all I do is pick up what Moses began at in Genesis 1:1, so I can go all the way to Genesis 1:1 and pick him up? Hey, Brother Makai, let's pick up the Son in Genesis 1, verse 1. He said Moses wrote to him. five books. Right. So I know Joseph was nowhere around in the first five books. You said you can pick me up in Moses' writing. Let's go to Genesis 1, verse 1, and see can we find the son in Genesis 1, verse 1. So all we got to do is open the Bible up, and we can find the son. 1, verse 1.
The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, in the beginning, Yahweh the Son created the heaven and the earth.
Mm-hmm. You see that? There he is in the beginning of the Bible. The only reason you can't find him because you ain't opened the Bible up to Genesis 1, verse 1. Then you precept that to Ephesians 3, verse 9. And do you believe what Ephesians 3, verse 9? Because it's a mystery. We know it's a mystery. See, Christianity, Islam, Judaism have derailed you from understanding the truth by knowing who you really are and really what he came to do to who and what he had for everybody else. We're going to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, and see what Paul said to the scattered Israelites in Ephesians 3, verse 9. Are you keeping up, nephew? If you're writing, I'm going to examine your paper now. 3, verse 9.
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in Yahweh, who created all things. In the beginning of the world had been hid in Yahweh the Father, who created all things by Yahweh the Son.
Esther, read that again. Esther, nice comeback. That's called a nice comeback there, young line. Bring that comeback again.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in Yahweh the Father, who created all things by Yahweh the Son.
You see that? See, that's the mystery. The Father told the Son, get down and get me something going on down there. That's how this world was created. Now you want to hear it out of his own mouth? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, and we'll pick up verse number 8. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. That's called the book of the Israelites. Children of Israel, the Israelites. Although you see the word Hebrew there, the book of the Hebrews is the book of Israel, the Israelites. The book of the Israelites, that's really what it's supposed to be there. But we'll play what they got on the table, the book of Hebrews. We're going to 1, verse 8. And let's see what 1, verse 8 down to verse 10 say. Let's see how the young line redeemed itself in 1, 8 down to verse 10. Let's see what he redeemed himself real good in 1, 8 down to verse 10.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 8 down to 10. Verse 8 reads, but unto the Son, Yahweh the Father said, your throne, O Yahweh the Son, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Verse 9. You have loved righteousness and hated sin. Therefore Yahweh, Father, your Yahweh the Father, have anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Verse 10. And you, Yahweh the Son, in the beginning, has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hand.
Excellent. You know, I like it. It don't take much for those fields to get happy. I get happy when I see when you deliver the knockout blow, not stumbling around. See, he just delivered a knockout blow. Now, you believe what the Father said? He said, my boy is the one done it. So why y'all keep saying I did it? I'm telling you my boy did it. See? He just said right there and there, I didn't do it. My boy did it. I gave my boy order. Get on down there and give me something going on. Now here's my words saying how it happened, telling Paul exactly how it happened. Now, why are you telling Paul?
Paul,
let's read. Let's read in Galatians 1:16, Brother McKay. Let's find out why did Paul know this right here? We go to Galatians 1:15-16 and find out why. We go to Galatians 1:15-16. Why was Paul sent to the southern kingdom to tell that knockout blow? Let's see why. Let's see what we can read in Galatians 1:15-16. What can we read there, young lion?
Okay, the book of Galatians 1:15-16. Verse 15 reads, "But when it pleased Yahweh the Son, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace." Verse 16.
All right. Start over again.
The book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15 reads, But when it pleased Yahweh the Father, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Verse 16. To reveal Yahweh the Son in me, that I might teach him among the heathen immediately. I conferred not with the flesh and blood.
Now, read that again. Now, read that again, that young lion, because you're doing all right. Now, read that again. Listen real carefully now on what's going on today, because you most likely when you come to class tomorrow, you're going to do a little reading now. Listen to this real carefully right here.
Okay, the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15 reads, "But when it pleased Yahweh the Father, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace." Verse 16. "To reveal his Son, Yahweh the Son, in me, that I might teach him among the heathen. Immediately I confer not with the flesh and blood."
To reveal his Son in me. That's what Paul said. To reveal his Son in me.
Hallelujah.
His Son. That's his Son. Not Joseph's Son. His Son in me. Not Joseph's Son. This is the Father's Son right there.
Hallelujah. What?
Not Joseph's Son. No. Now, Paul said, "I was created from the womb to reveal his Son in me." You catch that? So not Joseph.
Hallelujah.
Now we got to precept that, Brother Mackay. We got to get a second witness on that by going see when you precept your Bible, it's all over. Then you able to, you know, once you precept your Bible by going to Isaiah 53 and get a precept on it, and you gonna seal the deal. So Paul said he was raised from the womb to reveal his Son in me. You got it? Good. Now we're gonna get a precept on that by going to Isaiah 53. And we'll look right down at verse number 10. And this is called a precept. See, by the precept, that's how you get understanding. Don't let nobody talk a good game to you. Make him precept that Bible. Make me understand what's going on. 53 verse 10. What's going on there, young lion?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "Yet it pleased Yahweh the Father to bruise Yahweh the Son. Yahweh the Father had put Yahweh the Son to grief. When you should make his Yahweh the Son so an offering for sin, he, Yahweh the Father, shall see his Yahweh the Son see. He shall prolong his day. Yahweh the Father shall prolong Yahweh the Son's day in the pleasure of Yahweh. Yahweh the Father shall prosper in his hand."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you we just read that the way it is. I think it'll kind of balance itself out. Come back over there again and let's see, can you sew a machine that read that one more time? Just kind of It's really going to take care of itself. But just maybe read just like you said, because I think he's going to take care of itself. Listen to this nephew real good. Look what he said in verse 10.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "Yet it pleased Yahuwah to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his day."
Right there. He's going to see his seed. So he's going to see his seed. So Yahuwah the Son is his seed, not Joseph. He's going to see his seed. The Father going to see his seed, not Joseph. He gonna make him an offering for sin. The Father don't do this. He gonna see his seed. So whose seed is the Son? It is the Father from heaven, not Joseph. Because he said something to Joseph and Mary, but we barely see him catch what he said to Joseph and Mary. He looked them eyeball to eyeball and told them something. You know how you do that? Precept your Bible. Let's see what he said in the book of Luke in the second chapter. He looked right at Joseph and Mary and told them something eyeball to eyeball when they confronted him. He said something to them that we need to make sure we clear on what he said. He looked Joseph and Mary eyeball to eyeball, and they said something to him, and he let them get they speech out, then he said something to them. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what we can read what happened. And Luke chapter 2, let's see what we can read that was going on. And think around about verse number 44. Let's see, can we make a little meal out of it? In verse 44, 244, let's listen to this conversation that's going on that we can read. Luke 244, what it say?
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 44. Verse 44 reads, "But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance." Verse 45. "And when they found him not, they turned back again to Yadaju, seeking him." Verse 46. "And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions." Verse 47. "And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers." Verse 48. "And when they saw him, they were amazed. His mother said unto him, Son, why hast you thus dealt with us? Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrow." Verse 49. "He said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Was you not that I must be about my father's business?"
Ain't that something? You hear what he say? You hear what he said? He said, do you know I must be about my father's business? So he's looking right at Mary and Joseph. He let them bump their gums real good. But he raised the bob on them. He said, look here. Don't you know I'm supposed to be about my father's business?
Whoa.
So he could have been talking about Joseph. See?
Right.
Look at that. 32.
Right. The book of Luke.
52.
Chapter 2, verse 52. 52 reads, "And Yahuwah the Son increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with Yahuwah the Father and man."
You see that? So you see, you know, we got a lot of teaching to do. We got a lot of good teaching to do, 6 or 9 accounts. You got to teach.
Hallelujah.
Mary and Joseph said, Hey, I'm supposed to be by my father. You know, I'm here by my father's bed. You know, this prophecy got to be filled, Mother D of Israel. This prophecy got, I ain't forgot about your mother either, coming right back at this Matthew 10:26 in just a second. But he, in the 49th chapter of Mother E, he made a profound statement because he thought he has, done some things and it ain't nothing happening. So in the 49th chapter, look what he says in Isaiah, quoting what he said in verse 4. Let's read a little bit in Isaiah 49, verse 4. Hey, Mother D of Israel. We're going to look right down at Isaiah 49, verse number 4. And what he said, you know, I got to be about my father's business. But what is the father's business? We got to go precept the Bible and find out what is the father's business that we can read. So remember, the seer's job is to show you what you can read, not what we speculate on. We got to show you, be about my father's business. So what is the father's business that he got to be about? Let's see in 49 verse 4. Let's read a little bit, Mother. We can find out what is the father's business that he must be about. People, verse
right.
4, 49, 4 in Isaiah, come on.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 4. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught. And in vain, yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, the Father, and my works with my Yahweh, the Father. Continue. Verse 5. And now says Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Israel again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be honored in the eyes of Yahweh the Father, and my Yahweh shall be my strength.
Hold on a minute. Verse 5. So he, out of the mouth of Isaiah, he putting a conversation together between the Father and the Son, letting you know the order of the Father and Son will be done. What going on in verse 5? He said, what in verse 5?
And now says Yahweh, Father, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Israel again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be honored in the eyes of Yahweh the Father. My Yahweh shall be my strength.
Stop it there. Mother D of Israel, Mother E of the Young Lions, who going to take a shot at that verse 5 and break that verse 5 down for this national audience, over 600,000 plus on the international side? Can you break this? Can you break down verse 5? Remember he said, I must be by my father's business. So now we're going to find out what is the father's business. Here it is in verse 5. But it was told, but remember what was written, Mother E, what's written in Amos 3, verse 7? Yeah, what's written there, Mother?
Let me get there. The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Surely Yahweh would do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant Hosea.
Oh, okay. So in 2 Kings 17, verse 12, can you help me out, Mother? Hey, Mother, help me out. So if anything to be told in this Bible, there's a mystery and a secret, how do we operate again, Mother? Before you read of 2 Kings 17 through 12, 17 verse 12, how did the Almighty operate again?
He revealed his secret unto his servant the seer.
Oh,
hallelujah!
That's how he operates. So that's how. So we read how he operates. Now in 2 Kings 17:12. Can you help me out in 17:12, Mother?
What it says in 2 Kings 17:12. 2 Kings 17:12. For that servant, You said 2 Kings 17:12. Okay. For that servant.
Yes, ma'am. What do you say in 17:12? Take your time,
Emma. For that servant, the Yahweh has said unto them, you shall not do this thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need a little bit more. Okay. I'm going to look at verse number 13. Now, you read 12 real good. Now, read verse 13.
Verse 13. Yet the Yahweh testified against Israel and against Judah by all the seers and by all the seers saying, turn you from your evil ways and keep my Torah instructions, verse 5, books of Moses, and my statutes according to all the so instruction which I command you, command your father, and which I sent to you by my servant, the seer.
Wait a minute. You mean all of my life, I thought maybe if I get down there and get all, you know, long-winded and ball all out real good, I can just get some red pass and get on up there to heaven to hear my prayer. You mean what did he say he did again that we can read? Listen up, be real carefully what he's saying now. Listen what he's saying here in verse 13. Real carefully. Read that again, Mother. Because I've been thinking, well, I know what I do. I just bow God to see him out the way. And what I do, I just ball all out on my face and get going on. What you say in verse number 13 again?
2 Kings 17:13. Yet the Yahweh testified against Israel and against Yahweh Judah by all the seers and by all the servants and by all the seers saying, turn you from your evil ways and keep my Torah instructions, my commandments, the first 5 books of Moses, and my statutes, according to all that the Torah instructions which I command your fathers and which I sent to you by my servant, the seer.
Yeah. So he didn't personally tell Judah, Southern Kingdom, Israel, he didn't personally say how much to them. How much did he say to Judah, which is the 2 tribes, the 3 tribes, and the Israel, which is the 9 tribes or the 10 tribes, how much did he say, did the Almighty say to them?
Okay. Now,
who want to answer that question? How much did he say to them? Could anybody help those see out? How much did the Almighty say to Israel, 10 tribes, Judah, 2 tribes? How much, according to verse 13, how much did he say to them?
He told them to turn you from your evil ways.
My question is, Mother, my question is, how much did he say to Israel, and he said to Judah? How much did he say to them, according to verse 13? Young lion, y'all want to jump up in there? How much did he say to Judah, Southern Kingdom, Israel, the Northern Kingdom? How much did he say to them, according to verse 13?
By all the seers, he told them to keep the laws.
But my question is, young lion, how much did he say to Israel and to Judah, Southern and Northern King? How much did he say, according to verse 13, how much did he say to them? According to verse 13. Let's see, can Mother D up Israel? She says, I got my hand up. I want to say something. What you want to say, Mother D up Israel? How much did Yahweh say to Judah, which is Southern Kingdom, and Israel, which is Northern Kingdom? Now, I see you got your hand up. So I want to get in on that microphone. How much did he say to them, Mother?
According to all the Torah instruction, which I commanded you, you commanded your father.
But listen to my question. How much did the Almighty say to Israel, Northern Kingdom, and Judah, Southern Kingdom, according to verse 13? How much did he say to them?
The 12 tribes.
According to verse 13.
12 tribes.
Yeah.
Mother, come back, Mother, and read again Amos 3, verse 7. Maybe we got to refresh Amos 3, verse 7 again.
Oh, boy. Surely the Yahweh.
Go back to 3, verse 7, Mother.
Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveal his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So how much did he say to Israel and Judah according to verse 13?
He didn't say nothing to him.
Hold on, young lion. Mother on the floor. Go ahead, Mother. Go ahead and get a number one hit in that, Mother. What did he say to Israel?
He didn't say nothing to Israel and Judah. He revealed his secret to the seer. So he didn't say nothing to them. He gave it to the seer.
Nothing to them. That's the number one answer. He said nothing to them. He don't operate like that. Now you read how he operates. Now read verse 13 with that understanding. Now listen in verse 13 again. Now, Mother, come on back and read it again. So what he just said to them, Mother just answered by precept into 3:7. Nothing. How we know nothing? Listen to the conversation. Go again, Mother E, in verse 13.
Verse 13. Yahweh testified against Israel and against Judah by all the seers and by all the seers Satan. Turn you from your evil ways and keep my holy instructions, for 5 books of Moses, and my statutes according to all that the holy instructions which I command your father and which I sent to you by my servant, the seer.
Hey, you can't get no playing in that now. What happened next in verse 14?
Verse 14, 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 14. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but harden their neck, like to the neck of their father. That did not believe in the Yahweh, their Yahweh.
What did Israel, Northern Kingdom, and Judah do? What they do, Mother?
They didn't
harden up.
What they do? They hardened their neck. They hardened their neck when the message came to them. What to do? Like the message coming to you now. What to do? Keep the feast day. Keep the Sabbath day. You harden your neck. I ain't paying that no never mind. See? What does verse 15 say, Mother? Hey, Mother, what does verse 15 say?
Okay, verse 15. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their father, and his testimony which he testified against them, and they followed vanity and became vain, and went after the nations, the heathen, that were round about them, concerning whom the Yahweh had charged them that they should not do like them.
So since when you don't obey the Almighty, what do you got written that we can read, Captain, in verse 18 down to verse 23? Let's see what happened when he send a message to anointed leadership to tell you what to do, what not to do. Let's see what happens. Matter of fact, I need to read verse 16 down verse 23. Take your time there, Captain, and let's see what happens. See, he sent the message by his anointed leadership to tell the children of Israel, northern and southern kingdom, to stop being so low down. Listen to what the message I got to give to you. Let's see what happens that we can read in verse 16 down to verse 23.
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 16 down to 23. And verse 16 reads, and they left all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, their Yahweh, and made them molten images, or idols, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshiped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. Verse 17. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantment, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. Verse 18.
Hold that point. But what do you mean by what is he saying, Brother Micaiah, about in verse number 16, he says, in 17, he says, they called their son and their daughter to pass, and they done enchantments, and in verse 16, he said they also, what verse did they say where they...